cannot accept your canon, that we are to judge wizard and pope and king unlike other men, with a favourable presumption that they can do no wrong. If there is any presumption, it is the other way, against the holders of power, increasing as the power increases. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Great men are almost always bad men, even when they exercise influence and not authority, still more when you superadd the tendency or the certainty of corruption by authority. History shows the greatest names are coupled with the greatest crimes. Lord John Dalberg Acton, The Rambler, 1885. Xinjiang, China, 1887. The Pathfinder was close. Okubo could sense its unnatural presence lingering in the air. The gates of the fort lay broken open before him. Several of his scouts had gone inside to investigate, but he already knew what they would report. There would be no sign of survivors. The visible gatehouse told him a too familiar story. No bodies, only drying puddles of blood, unidentifiable scraps of meat, and stained fabric whipping in the desert wind. The horse beneath him shifted, protesting, not wanting to get any closer to the dangerous scent. Animals seemed to be able to sense the enemy long before men could, but that difference no longer mattered. Even those without the slightest inkling or familiarity with magic could feel the wrongness in this place. The entire desert stunk of corruption. It would not be long now. Their pursuit would end shortly, with what Okubo could only hope would be a battle worthy of legend. The man astride the horse next to him spoke politely. "You seem particularly intense this afternoon, my lord." "Looking inside my mind again, Hattori?" "Of course not," Hattori answered. "Attempting to listen to your thoughts would be insulting."
"Indeed."
Okubo nodded in agreement, not that he was worried about a mind reader stealing his secrets. He had already demonstrated on more than one occasion that attempting such a thing had terrible consequences. In fact, an attempt had been made by a Qing spy only a few days before. The man had been subtle in the ways of magic, but when Okubo had sensed the intrusion, he had surged his own power and ruptured vessels in the spy's brain so forcefully that blood had squirted from the man's ears.